check me, boo. Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And here we are once again, Madtown. You know it. Each and every Thursday, we bring to you the hottest of reality stars. Because, Tracy, let's be honest, we are obsessed.
We are obsessed, girl. We love our reality people.
Well, that is definitely for sure. Now, listen, we have something very special. But before we get to that, I want to let you know on a memory that I enjoy thoroughly when it comes to a very big reality star. So back in the day, you know, I had a side hustle. Tracy, we talk about side hustles all the time.
Yep.
I mean, come on, mama's got to make some extra income. We do work in radio.
That is right.
So right before I took the job here in Madison, I actually was selling this like really sweet skincare product called Nerium.
Mm-hmm.
So I happened to be in California and there was this like big event that was going on. And I'm like, wait a minute. I know that this very famous reality star as well sells Nerium. So I'm like, I'm going to go on my Facebook and I'm going to message him.
Oh.
And I'm going to be like, hey, I'm here at Nerium. I want to know if you are too. I love watching you on your show. And he's like, thank you. He responds to
what?
Me.
What?
Out of the blue, he responds to me.
Oh my gosh.
So I died and went to heaven because, okay, he's really hot too.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one that thinks that. So Madtown, get a load of this.
I'm definitely not going to have kids.
I will never, ever get married again. I'm going to ask Mason. I want to marry your mommy. Is that okay?
I have this rage that goes on inside of me.
I will your ass up.
And it's my first selfie with the baby.
We're blood. Nothing can ever get between this bond.
Tragic was the death of our friendship.
Oh my God!
Mayor said that you're not happy in your relationship.
I don't like being left dead in the hospital.
I broke a plant. I want there to break his legs.
So ugly.
Destiny seems to be spiraling.
I hope this machine dries my tear glands.
Once you go Persian, there's no other version.
This is like a stoner's dream.
We could market these. Look.
Are we going to the buffet or what?
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Act natural, guys.
Naked Jenga!
Hello.
Zara is a big ball of positivity.
It's a subpoena. It's gotta be about my ex.
R. Kelly? I found my soulmate.
Well, and we have found him, and we are super stoked. Madtown, say hello to Mike from Shaws of Sunset. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Well, we are really happy that you are here today. Of course, Tracy and I are huge fans of watching you. This show, of course, Shaws of Sunset, has been around since, I believe, 2012, and it's one of the hottest ones. We've got some Real Housewives that we're obsessed with, and there's Shaws of Sunset. So we want to thank you for coming on the show today with Reality Check.
My pleasure. What a cool throwback too. I remember chatting with you.
Oh my
at
God.
Miriam, at the Miriam conference.
Like he's like so sweet.
Good to circle back.
I know. Tracy was saying that. She's like, Krista, you know, like the earth is being aligned right now with us.
It's the universe.
It's the universe. Mm-hmm. And we're liking on that.
Uh-huh.
So, Mike, let's get into this, my man. How did you come to becoming a star on the Shaws of Sunset?
So funny you call me a star, but you know, a few years back when they were you know, they're casting for a show, right? Because one of Ryan Seacrest's content creators was friends with a bunch of Iranians, and he was friends with one of my good friends, Sammy, who was part of season one of Shaws. And Sammy started introducing his friends to this particular guy, and I was on the list of friends that he wanted to introduce. And we all were friends and acquaintances, some of us closer than others. And I turned down the opportunity several times. And Sammy still laughs about it. He's like, aren't you glad that I pushed you to be a part of the show? And once I realized that Reza and MJ and Gigi and, you know, the rest of the crew was going to be on, it kind of made it easier. But at first, I wanted nothing to do with it. Here we are, 8 years later, show is doing phenomenal, and we're on an uptick, and you know, went from lying about being Iranian to people and saying, you know, I'm everything but Iranian, to now being proud of our culture, proud of the language, proud of the food, proud of the music, because people are gravitating towards it. And I even get people reaching out to me and saying, I wish I was Iranian, which is crazy to me, because growing up, I never felt like we really fit in. And the only thing you heard about Iranians was crazy news from Iran because of some fanatical political leaders that were causing a lot of chaos and commotion. So it's crazy how there was this huge paradigm shift because of a show that Ryan Seacrest decided to produce and put on TV and has lasted so many years and doing so well.
I know that you're super close with your family. Just real quick, I love your mom. I think she's adorable. What did they think about you coming on this show?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's thrilled, right?
And right.
My parents were the complete opposite of thrilled. They were so upset. You know, at 21, I dropped out of law school, moved to Las Vegas, right? And, you know, I was a very sheltered child. Although I was a rebel, we had dinner together as a family every night, you know, Monday through Friday. Friday nights was our Sabbath. We had Friday nights together. And Sunday we had lunch together. It was like this thing I just knew. And all my friends would want to go. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't. It's Friday night. You know, I got to stay with my parents. They do a decent job raising me, get me into law school. I decided to just drop out and move to Vegas. So they thought, okay, the worst is behind us. I spent years in Las Vegas. Then I come back from Vegas and I'm like, oh, surprise. I got another one that tops the Vegas one. I'm going to be on television. They're like, the hell you are.
No, you are not.
We have had it.
Oh.
And I'm like, yes, I am. You can either encourage me and be part of it or I'm going to do it anyways and, you know, just hide it from you. So they're like, please don't embarrass us.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it's not like I'm a character. I'm myself. And luckily, you know, my castmates are so insane that they make me look like an altar boy, like someone that's, you know, completely normal. So it worked.
Hey, so Mike, how would you compare this season 8 to the others?
You know, each season has been amazing. I look back and I laugh and I cry and I think about each year that we've been on television. And I think this year we've seen some really optimal growth in all of our lives, personally, romantically. Two of my girls became moms, which is huge. You know, just growth is everything in life. And to see where we were and what used to be important, like popping bottles and drinking and caviar from a vending machine to now, you know, like really having some adult issues happening in our lives and navigating through those choppy waters and coming out not dead, thank God, although there was times we wanted to kill each other. We've seen a lot of growth, and I really appreciate that. And I think there's still a lot of story left to tell. And like you said, I'm the glue that holds everyone together, and that's because I'm a Libra. I like to keep things balanced. I like to have harmony amongst our friends, and I don't just jump on the bandwagon. I really try to figure out what's right and wrong, and I don't side with people just to side with them. So you see a lot of that this last season.
Yeah.
The issues, and we overcame them, and we're trying to still overcome some.
Yeah, I totally have seen that, you know, Mike, with you, especially that you said, you know, I decide what I think is best on my own terms. I don't do it because someone else wants me to. So, you know, things that would go on between Reza and Mercedes and Gigi and all of them, again, you were always kind of the one that was like, hey, listen, you guys need to talk this out, figure out what's going on. And, you know, it is true. Tracy and I would have loved to have partied back in the day with you guys, because when we party here in Wisconsin, we enjoy throwing back a Bud Light and eating some cheese curds. We don't have caviar.
I know. when you would go to Vegas and stuff, I was like, Krista, I really want to hang out. We need to hang out with Mike.
Yes.
But it sounds like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're a fun group. We're a fun group. It's crazy.
And, you know, it is true with the two ladies on the show, fabulous, Gigi and Mercedes, you know, that they have become moms. It's just the greatest thing to see. So I wanted to know how Gigi and her beautiful boy, Elijah, are doing. How has she changed, Mike, in your eyes, becoming a mom now?
I don't think she's really changed. I think that, you know, I've known Gomez since we were kids, and Gomez has always been a very soft and sweet and loving person. It's just, she's very guarded and kind of jaded from the past. And, you know, if you get hurt a few times, you start to put up a barrier so that no one can penetrate that, no one can hurt you. And now you see her peeling back the layers of that armor, and you see her at her core, because what's more beautiful and innocent and sweet than a baby? And just to watch her interact with a child, and it's an amazing thing to see. And I'm so proud of her to decide you know, not happen accidentally or, oops, I'm pregnant, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. It's like, it's, she decided, look, I'm going to be responsible. I know what I want. I want to have a child. I don't necessarily have to be in a relationship. And she's an advocate for all those women out there who want to do the same thing or maybe didn't have the courage or never thought it's possible. And she did it. Mm-hmm. And she did it later on in her life. So she got her partying and her craziness out of the way. And as a little bit of an older adult, you know, almost 40, she decided to have a child. And she's doing a fantastic job of being a role model for other women to follow suit. And it's great to watch who she's become.
Definitely. You know?
And I'm proud of her. She's an amazing mom. She puts Elijah first.
You definitely have lady bosses on your show with both of them becoming moms. I mean, I know when I became a mom, my daughter is 10. It changes you. And I just, it's the most beautiful, most, you don't love anything more than your child. It's a brand new love. And life is just, it's a different type of life. And you just embrace it. And it's just, it's beautiful at that.
Hey, Mike.
100% I agree with you.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
So when did you, so I know you're with Paulina. When did you know that Paulina was your forever queen?
Okay.
As cliche as it sounds, I mean, we went to dinner at Taco Bell because she's vegan and I didn't know she's vegan and I wanted to take her to have sushi. It's like, let's have Taco Bell. And, you know, I love Taco Bell. I didn't think we were going to have our first date there, but we sat and spoke for hours that night. In a Taco Bell in Hollywood, surrounded by crazy people, and
right,
it was nuts. It was nuts, and it's so crazy. We stand out. We stood out so much amongst these crazy people that the security guard actually came over and was like, "You guys are a really cute couple. Looks like you're having a lot of fun. I've been watching you guys. You guys keep laughing and smiling," and it was just weird. Like, we forgot that the world even existed around us, mm-hmm. and I can't say that I knew that night that I wanted to be with her, but I knew that I loved everything that was coming out of her mouth, the words, her wisdom, the fact that we shared a very similar upbringing, and I knew that I wanted to learn more about her, and as I learned more about her, I realized that I just can't live without her, and I want to be with her for the rest of my life.
It is true. You can clearly see the love that you have for this woman by the way you look at her, by the way you guys talk to each other.
Yeah.
It is very, very sweet. And we're just so happy that you two have found each other. And again, she has beautiful children and you have embraced them.
We've got more to come with Mike from Shaws of Sunset.
With Chris in the Morning Rush. Next on Reality Check on 93.1 Jams.
Check me, boo.
Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Well, in Mantown, honey, it is true that we are talking to one of the hottest reality stars out on the Bravo network.
Yes, that's true. We've got Mike from Shaws of Sunset.
Mike, we hear you have a new YouTube series. Mantown, first off, take a listen to this.
I'm so excited about this. You are the Michelada master. Hey guys, I'm Mike.
And I'm Paulina. And welcome to our YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have been asking us for our Michelada recipe. So we're here today and we're gonna show you how we make our special Micheladas.
You are the queen of Micheladas. It's actually one of my favorite drinks that you make.
I think we honestly have it maybe like 4 to 5 times.
Now, Mike, come on now. You can clearly tell that you two are totally in love with each other.
Yes.
And the sexual vibe,
I
honey.
Know.
So tell us about your YouTube channel.
She inspires me. She, like, it's not easy, you know. You know, being a mom, handling a home, handling a boyfriend. You know, she does it all, and I'm just proud of her. And I wanted to just showcase her. And I thought a YouTube channel would be the best way for us just to show our viewers a day in the life, glimpses into our lives as a couple, as a healthy couple that love each other. And we just did a Q&A that we answered a bunch of questions from our IG followers that you know, they asked a lot of great questions. We answered those. You're going to watch us put together some. I just got Mila this electric car that she wanted. It's a hot pink Tonka toy car, like a big brother. So we're going to put that together. Fun stuff.
So cute.
Kind of vlog, informational, just fun stuff. So that people can stay up to date with us. And, you know, I've been in an unhealthy relationship, so has Paulina. Mm-hmm. We know what we don't want, so we share what we do want and what works for us. Not to say we're perfect, but we're just two people that give you a different perspective as two divorcees with two beautiful kids and being a bonus, you know, a bonus parent. And just, you know, it's just tackling issues that a lot of people in the world have.
For sure. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. Seriously, Mike, I mean, we love you on the show, but we're loving you even more. That's just right. Talking to you. You're mm-hmm. great. So you're...
thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. So you are a hardworking man with a lot of different projects going on, which, by the way, your latest is a CBD wellness line. It's called Asante. Is that... Did I say that right?
It's called Asante, which in French, it's a French term that means to health. So like Americans, we say cheers. In France, they say Asante when they're tapping glasses or... You know, if they want to say God bless you, they say enchanté. You know, so we thought it was a very cool term to use for our CBD and wellness line because ultimately what we're trying to promote is health and wellness. You know, a lot of people, especially in the United States, you know, big pharma has taken over. You have a headache. They're going to prescribe you something.
Yeah.
You watch television for 5 minutes. There's an infomercial about some garbage that's going to cure whatever's wrong with you. But the side effects are, you know, it takes 10 minutes to talk about the side effects, 2 minutes to talk about the medicine, because all they're worried about is to pump you full of medicine. They make big money and they don't care about you because insurance companies make money, hospitals make money, and medicine, big medicine is all that people care about. The big companies, they don't care about us. We are disposable to people. So I discovered CBD. It's helped me. I got into a bad car accident a few years back. I was T-boned at 80 miles an hour. Had severe back pain. And then this last season, the show took a few of us off-roading on Segways in the desert.
I remember this.
Yeah, but you guys saw a glimpse of it. I literally, at 15 miles an hour, which is fast, on a Segway.
Yeah.
On the Arizona hard dirt in the middle of the desert, I flew off my Segway and just, I destroyed my back.
Wow.
I couldn't walk. I couldn't really even breathe. I was hurting so bad. And thank God for my CBD pills and my CBD cream. It helped me because I didn't want to take this other pharmaceutical grade garbage that was going to affect me, destroy my liver, maybe cause cancer later. And then the years that I'm supposed to be healthy and happy, like after I've worked my entire life, to finally be able to rest, I don't want to be put to rest, you know, because of some crazy side effects that these pills had on me. So CBD changed my life. It saved my life. And I just want to share that with people. So we formulated some amazing products. And the beauty is that it's a passion project. I put out these crazy sales every couple of months where I'm doing 40-50% off. And I'm just making enough money to pay the bills for the product to keep people employed, but yet get it out there so people can enjoy the product, see what it's about, realize it's not just me slapping my name on something. It's something that I'm passionate about.
Well, I'm loving on this.
At a reasonable price.
You know, with CBD now more than ever, Mike, as you know, with people's anxiety skyrocketing with what COVID-19 has done. And then, like you said, with pain, I'm a huge fan of CBD. And I do want to say this. I'm a huge fan of the CBD bath bombs that you got kicking, too. So I'm going to be ordering some of those for my bath because I thought those were really sweet that you have that. So, With COVID,
love you, thank you.
Yeah, dude, I was like, wow, I've never even heard of that before. So I think that'd be really sweet to enjoy with a glass of vino.
Absolutely,
who doesn't want that? So
oh yeah,
we would
you
love
melt.
It.
You get in that tub and you just it's game over. Like you walk out and you just jello. You're like, oh, this is amazing. Yeah, it's wonderful. And our gummies are amazing. I mean, I get messages. Literally, I just woke up this morning to a DM from a beautiful young lady. Her and her partner, her wife, have anxiety because of COVID.
Yeah.
We started taking the gummies, and she's like, "I've never slept better. I take melatonin, and I wake up groggy and I feel like gross the next day. I took your gummies last night. I woke up this morning. I feel like a champ. We both love it. We're advocates of it. You're amazing. And they bought it for half off. So they were super excited because they got something that, you know, that's working for them. They didn't even have to pay full price for it. And it makes me happy because they got a DM like that and started my day with a positive note saying, wow, I did something great for people.
How fabulous. Yeah. Again, his latest and greatest CBD wellness line, Asante. We will definitely be putting that up along with your YouTube channel with Paulina, the queen, the beauty herself. Real quickly, Mike, I'm just curious because I know things out here in Wisconsin, the Safer Hat Home Hacked has just been released and things are getting back to normal. What's the one thing are you looking most forward to getting back to your normal, by the way?
Man, I can't wait to just sit down at a restaurant and have a date night with my girl by ourselves and just outside of the house. I can't wait for that.
I think that's good.
Personally, not to go on a tangent, but I think COVID, as horrific as it's been and as much damage as it's done, it hit the reset button on life for a lot of people. I've taken up a bunch of new hobbies. I got into road biking. I look like Lance Armstrong.
Ooh,
I don't want people to hate on me. I act like I'm Lance Armstrong.
Right.
I dress like I'm Lance Armstrong. I don't even have 1/100th of his abilities. But, you know, like, it's crazy. I have a whole newfound respect for these bike riders that I used to get mad at and be like, ah, why are they on the road? But it's not easy. And I picked it up, and I'm riding 20, 25, 30 miles a day. And it's crazy. I would have never done that if I didn't have this downtime, because we're so busy in this rat race. And even if we win the race, we're still rats. Mm-hmm. And I realized I got to get off this freaking wheel of just trying to get ahead all the time and just enjoy life. So it's caused me to take things that I used to take for granted and really appreciate them. A hug, a kiss, seeing my family, going out to eat, the gym. It's had some benefits, and it's all about your mindset.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to go to a restaurant with my girl.
Well, we like that. Yeah. Mike, my gosh, my man. Let me just say, you are so sweet. You're super down to earth. And Tracy and I so appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to come and join two females on a radio show in Madison, Wisconsin. We do appreciate you. Once again, Mike from Shaw's of Sunset doing his thing. So many wonderful things. We only wish you the best in life and in love. And we hope to talk to you again.
Thank you. Without you guys, that would be nothing without the fans. So I appreciate you. Thank you for taking time and chatting with me. Love to all of Wisconsin.